You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing. Testing, 1, 2, test. Okay, here we go. Another podcast. The only time my wife and I talk is during the podcast, right?
That's not true, but sometimes we're having a conversation outside of the podcast, and I think, oh, that should be on the podcast. I thought the washing machine was done.
Yeah, it's not done. See, I told her to turn off the washing machine. It's not the washing machine. It's
the dishwasher.
Yes.
It is a washing machine.
No.
It's a dishwashing machine.
I told you to turn it off. You got up and you didn't do it. How, you know.
Oh, I'm. Listen to yourself.
I'm just
listen
saying.
Listen to yourself.
If I give, you know, if I say
listen
something. If I give an order, I made you breakfast.
You're a wonderful man.
Scrambled eggs and
it's
toast.
It's a real roller coaster ride with you.
Scrambled
breakfast
eggs and toast.
Breakfast and then being hit for the not turning off the dishwasher.
What can we talk about today? What do we have?
I mean, this is how it goes. I there's something I don't like about you. I bring it up. You defend it to the death.
I didn't do anything. Why don't you talk positive? Do something positive.
I don't know how to do. I don't know. You made me breakfast this morning. Well, how sweet.
Well, we got like 45 minutes.
Did you enjoy making me breakfast?
Loved it. That's why I made it. That's why I, when I was getting ready to make mine, I go, well, I got to make sure my wife hasn't eaten yet.
Why are your nails so long?
It's not just my
your thumbnails are extraordinarily long.
Those are long? I got to get them
done. They can't go up past your skin.
I want to grow them an inch like that. Psych.
If you want to. I mean,
I'm ridiculous. Oh, we're going to have a little cameo from my daughter. Are those nails too long? Come here. Come here. You haven't talked to us.
Don't let her come over here. She smells so bad. She's had a fever and been sweating in bed, and it's awful.
How come the school didn't call to see why she isn't there today?
I called them.
Oh, what'd they say?
No, you have to tell what they have. I said she may have strep throat. We'll find out. If she doesn't have it, she'll probably be back tomorrow. If she does have it, she'll be out for a while.
Oh, plus you're going on vacation to Florida with her.
Yes.
You take a lot of vacations for someone that doesn't work that much.
Do I? I mean, listen, I don't consider me going home for Christmas a vacation. It's like it has to be done. And then I went
to Vegas.
That was over a year ago.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't over a year ago. It was last year. Last spring.
It was in February, yeah. So it was over a year ago.
February?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, if you don't know, you should definitely be this angry about it.
I'm not angry.
You should definitely.
I'm not angry.
I mean, why would you even argue it? If you said over a year ago, you just in your mind, you'd be like, it's probably like, is it over a year? I don't feel like doing it. Let me not bring, like, but you have to be like, no. I don't understand that, I guess. Oh. When you don't know something, but aggressively.
That's
getting to the heart of it. I don't know what that means. I don't know what. I don't get it. When it means nothing.
We're taping this podcast a week in advance because we're. But I.
Is this giving you anxiety? I feel like you're just.
No, I got to go for my stress test in an hour.
No. Give it back. Charge it. Get back into bed.
Go back to bed.
Getting better.
Go to
Leave
bed.
Us alone.
And I gotta go. Like I have anxiety that I gotta go check my heart. You know.
Well, I mean, if they find that you have one, I think that would be the most craziest thing.
Oh, look at that! Who's the Tin Man here?
They didn't do a... Did one of those characters have to go find a sense of humor? No.
No. Mm. Why? You're saying I have to find a sense of humor?
I like to just throw things out and let your brain try to unravel them.
I fucking have a sense of humor.
Do you? Uh-huh. When does it rear its head?
Oh, boy. I have nothing to say. Nothing to say. We judged roast battle the other night. We wanted to go to the cellar. Everybody was at the cellar that night, too. Bobby told me. What's her name? Amy, Norton, Rachel, everybody was there. And we're judging the worst roast battle in history.
I said so many times, let's bail, let's bail. Let's cut out. You can't bail. You're not, you, there's something in you that won't allow you to.
Oh, it's called commitment.
I know, I don't have it. I don't have it.
I could be so lucky. I had a dream last night. We're getting divorced. And it was just the easiest.
I walked by you when you were sleeping. You had a huge smile on your face.
Yeah, and well, first I had a dream that I shot some lady in the head.
And it wasn't me?
No.
Wow.
And I was so upset because I go, God, this is the fourth person I've murdered. Well, I gotta.
Oh my God.
But you know, I didn't do it. I'm, you know, she was attacking, coming after. It was like some kind of like spy.
But you're tired of like having
spy
to defend
shit.
Yourself.
And I was like, I promise God, I'm not going to murder anymore. Then I was driving, and next thing you know, I was getting a divorce.
Because of the murders, or this was unrelated.
Another dream.
Oh.
And it was just like one piece of paperwork, and I just had to run across the field to deliver it.
The field.
Some field, like
right, like an abandoned.
My old town where I used to live.
Oh.
Past City Hall.
The ghetto, yes.
Past City Hall and deliver it. And then I woke up and I was kind of happy.
What? That you delivered it or you didn't deliver it?
That I didn't murder anybody.
Do you want to get a divorce?
No.
Is that what?
No.
Come on, talk about it. If you want to talk about it,
talk
about it.
Who would get a divorce? Are you crazy? At 60 years old from somebody he
freedom.
Loves.
Freedom. Freedom.
Yeah, freedom.
And you don't.
Freedom's ridiculous.
You don't have to take the lectures anymore.
No,
you don't have to try to grow, be a better person.
It's no freedom.
Who fucking tries to be a better person at 60 anyway? You know, what fucking dumb cunt wife? It's like you've been putting up with it for this long. Just accept it or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Look, someone came up with an epiphany. Look at that, Bonnie just woke up. I'm not God. I can't change people. I can only change myself.
Oh, we're speaking as the other people. Do you see that? You're speaking as me. I'm speaking as you.
I can only work on
myself.
You don't
think you're gonna? You're not gonna change, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I change
this is
a little every day. I change a little.
Yeah, like your hearing gets a little worse. You know. Last time we were watching a movie, the guy gets ear some oh Versace.
It's
the guy
a
gets
show.
A rare form of ear cancer, which is like ear cancer. I see it all starting now.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, well, here we go. You can get any kind of cancer.
Oh, really? Thumb cancer?
I got eyebrow cancer.
No, you don't.
No, you don't, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. No, you don't.
Oh, well, yeah, now she's... Oh,
Bonnie.
Well.
Is eyebrow cancer a real thing?
No.
No. No, you don't, Bonnie.
You remind me of my sister, Lynn.
Good.
This is the kind of thing where you say to her and then she goes, no.
Yeah. Well, no, you can't. And
you look good, but your mind is going. Is that fair?
No, it's not. My mind is fine. Ask me anything.
It doesn't matter because you don't remember anything. And then you just yell at the other person. For
ask me anything.
Okay. What color are my eyes? I just closed them so you can't see.
Black and blue.
Ow, ow. Now they are.
Hazel. Like a green.
Well, yeah, I just opened them, so now
they're
you
green.
Looked at them.
They're green. Hazel green.
What size are my feet?
Ooh, 8.
Nice. 7.5.
Yeah, 7.5, 8. Depends what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Marc Jacobs are an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Nike 7.5.
Mm-hmm. When's my birthday?
March 28th. You want me to see the year you were born?
No, thank you.
Okay. Oh, shit. Your birthday's next week. What am I going to do? We're both going to be away.
This is what I'm getting at. I wasn't going to say anything because I knew for a fact that March 29th, you'd be like, was your birthday yesterday?
Oh,
I'm just going to let it happen.
How are we going to celebrate next week? Should I throw another party this year? Nah.
No, I don't want a party.
Next week we'll go out for dinner. We'll have
okay, thank
Not
you.
Not next week, the week after. Or before you leave. Sunday, maybe. Nah, that's no fun. Before
Sunday, I am leaving. I have to leave here at 3 o'clock or something.
Oh, we go out for a diner.
go to the diner for my birthday. Thank you.
When you get back, we'll go out for dinner.
Thank you.
Oh, see, your birthday's coming up, man. Time flies. You were just, I just had your party last year. I threw that big party for you.
Did you?
Yeah. Not as big as ones you throw, but it was pretty.
No, it was a wonderful, lovely party.
Did I have food? I had food and
we had a famous person there.
Yeah. Yeah. What's her name?
Kate.
What?
Fucking can't remember her last name.
Kate McGillis.
Damn it.
What show was she on?
That doctor's show.
ER? No. Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. She's friends with Anya.
Has she done anything since?
She was so nice.
What did she do?
Remember she was so mad when she came in, though?
Why? Oh, yeah, because she got bumped or something from Letterman or... Not Letterman or... One of those shows.
Colbert, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Who cares? She was a nice person.
No, she was on the show.
Yeah.
Whatever. There was some mix-up, though, that made her mad.
But she's a nice... She was real
yelling
nice.
Yelling at her publicist. But then she came in, she was couldn't be more fun to hang out with.
Yeah, we got to hang out with her more. We got to hang out with more famous people.
We got to go to their plays. That's the thing. They're all in plays. If you see them in New York, they're in a play.
Yeah.
They're hanging about in New York, I guarantee. And then you got to go to their play, and then...
And we still walk around holding a playbill.
Yeah, you know what?
People respect people that walk around with playbills.
Yes. Let's just get a couple of playbills. Always have them in the car. Just grab one.
Like we just came from a play.
Yeah, so we're always just like, oh.
Just, yeah. Just saw Cats.
Doug Benson the other night said he comes to New York for, he's here for a couple weeks just to see plays. He just goes and sees plays. That's what it's like when you're just a single man without
any direction.
Without needing a babysitter, without any career. He's got a gigantic career, but could we do that? Like even just going to a play, even going to a movie seems hard to do. I haven't been to a regular movie. I saw a movie with Raina the other day, A Wrinkle in Time. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my whole life. It was
cartoon or a movie?
No, like a live action. It was horrendous.
Why?
I fell asleep a little bit in the middle and that was the best part.
Raina.
No, Raina liked it.
Raina, come here for a second, for real.
She
no,
want,
for real.
Why, do you really? Oh, what are you going to do? This is what you... Well, I'll be Raina. Go ahead, ask me.
No.
Go ahead. This is what will happen. Every time, same thing. Now, don't be funny. Just answer the questions.
No.
Did you like A Wrinkle in Time? Yeah. Okay, see you later. No. Good thing you came down here for that.
Raina.
Stop. You know what you're going to do. No, leave her alone.
She needs to move around. She's sick. Move around.
Oh, yeah, that's what everyone says. Hey, you know how you get better? You dance. Dance it out. You know you got to. You know how the best way to get over a sickness is you do your parents' podcast. Did you know that? That's in a medical book. It's in the Boston Medical Journal.
Bonnie loves doing podcasts now. She keeps saying, hey, we got to do our podcast. We got to do Patreon.
Got to get it done.
She loves doing it now. This is like...
No, you don't understand. I have friends that guide me in my finances. And they like get mad if I don't do the things I need to do.
Like Patreon? We should have done that years ago.
I tried to tell it to you years ago. My friend Stephanie told it to me. I told it to you. You were like, I don't know. And then we told it to...
I don't like trying to get money
to Riotcast, and Riotcast was like, nah. But she calls me, for months she was like, you got to get on. And I just was like, you have to stop talking to me about it because I can't get my husband to do it. And then one day, we're going to do Patreon. Then I tell her, she's like, okay, here's how you set it up. She walked me through it. Hours of conversation about it. Now she calls me up. What have you done for Patreon? Are you doing this for Patreon? I mean, she makes a lot of money on Patreon.
We have almost 100 subscribers. We need
she's
1,000.
Well beyond that, yeah.
We need 1,000.
She's doing like 1,000.
And I, as I don't know. I do know her, but I don't know
her.
But
we also don't promote our podcast well enough. We don't put up any kind of like link on Instagram or anything.
You could do all that stuff. How much do I got to do? How much do I got? You could do some of that. You're home all day on the computer. That shit you could do.
This is what I'm talking about. When you have zero ability, like you'd be like, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, but
yeah, let's figure that out. You fucking have somebody that makes you posters for your...
Yeah, but I don't want to use that person for fucking Patreon.
Not Patreon, for just this podcast, just to promote. Oh, hey, I barely retweet when we get another podcast.
I just promoted the Village Underground on Instagram. Did you see that?
Okay, once again,
I'm saying we don't always promote.
All right.
I promote gigs. I can't promote.
Okay, but you're just telling. I do.
No, instead
of being like, yeah, let's sit down and do a game plan. Let's get this fucking thing working. You just said, I want 1,000. And then you're like, do I have to do everything around here? It's
you're
like,
crazy.
It makes no sense. You don't make any sense.
Okay, let's.
You're like, I already did it. I'm doing it. It's like, there's no, what do you call it when you work together with someone?
Teamwork.
Incorrigible.
Here's the game plan. When tomorrow, when you're on your computer,
you didn't have to also do the typing with your fingers. I know what a computer. I speak English.
Do some promoting tomorrow. Promote the Village Underground.
Well,
the
reason that I don't promote this podcast is because a lot of times I'm embarrassed.
What are you embarrassed
about?
Why?
It's one of
the most famous podcasts amongst comedians.
No, yeah, I love that you always like
hands down. I said one of them. I didn't say the. I say in the top. Here's the. Most
it's in the top 2,000 for sure.
For comedians to listen to comedians,
it's in the top 2,000 of married comedians doing podcasts. No.
Marin, Rogan. Rogan is kind of for intellectuals too, though.
Rogan is?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Listen,
are
I
you
haven't
crazy?
Heard of it, but.
Yes, he's so smart. He always has like fucking
scientists on.
He has fucking astronauts.
Right.
He has some fucking. I'm just telling you.
I thought it was all MMA and drugs.
No, there's MMA. There's scientists. There's fucking, you know. And Marin gets the top celebrities. He gets like the top. He got the president. So
I have to say, I loved it better when it was just like even just a dumb comedian I didn't know. I liked it.
Who? I'm Mark Maron.
Yeah, I don't need to hear fucking Jennifer Lawrence anymore.
Well,
you know what I mean. It's like famous people. I already I'm trying to get away from them.
Yeah, but if you can get famous people to come to your garage.
I'm saying it's definitely a boon for him. I don't know if it's a boon for the audience.
Well, okay, so the
probably
top,
most audience likes it better. But
the top podcast for comedians, I'll give you the top 10 for comedians to listen to.
Well, everybody, you've been asking for it. We've got a couple of podcasts without it, but we're back with lists. From Richard Voss, here we go, number one.
Oh, I'm not going to give him an order, I'm just going to give 10.
Oh, in no particular order.
Marin, Rogan, Bill Burr, Joey Diaz, Ari Shaffir.
This is like...
I'm saying what comics who like comic. Like,
no,
listen.
That's like a certain
I'm not
kind
done
of
yet.
Comic likes
no,
a certain...
No, I'm
you
gonna,
didn't list any
I'm
of these.
I'm spreading
the,
them out.
Okay.
Ari Shaffir. Christina and what's his name? Tom Segura and Christina. That's six.
This is the only girl you've mentioned so
Me
far.
Me and you at seven.
No.
I don't know if there's a lot of female podcasts. Seven.
Okay, first of all, how many of these have you listened to? Zero. You've listened to your own
I know the
episodes.
Comics. No, I know the comics, and I know how, you know, I know, I could tell by, I know the heat they get. Who else? Burke Kreischer. Two more. Give me some females that have podcasts. Oh, Marina's is kind of big. Nah, I'm not putting her in.
What a fucking douche. And you didn't even put Bobby's in?
I didn't finish yet.
Oh, my God.
Bobby's and Marina's. Top 10.
I, you know,
want
here
me to go,
we
go see the list again?
Lists from Ignoramus. I'm not saying those are bad podcasts, but it's very specific.
Oh, and Florentine.
To be like, oh, this is Florentine. Like what comedians like. That's what a certain kind of comedian likes. Because there's all kinds of LA podcasts that you didn't, you know, you didn't even list any of the like.
Oh, the hipster one?
Yeah.
The one who sold his network?
Yeah.
Who's on, who? What's that name of that network?
I don't know. I don't listen to any podcasts really.
That's
like
a big
that.
Network.
I listen to like, you know, Radiolab and shit like
what
that.
What the fuck? That's a big network. That's, whatever. What was his, what's his name?
I'm not doing all your work for you. I'm sorry. Your brain's not fucking functioning.
I don't remember.
Then.
He's got
sorry.
Like 13 TV shows, not Steve Harvey, the white one.
No, he's not Steve Harvey. He's one of Steve Harvey's teeth.
He has all the TV shows. Come on. What's his name? Oh, Chris Hardwick.
Steve Harvey's teeth just signed two new shows. They're going off on their own.
Who's on Chris Hardwick's network?
I don't know, but lots of people that do very, very well. Very big.
Not as well as the top 10.
Comedy Bang Bang or something.
Yeah, not as. Oh, those two girls too, Christina and whatever.
They Guys well. We Fucked.
Yeah, they do well. I'm giving ones, you know, that I just.
Those Guys We Fucked podcast probably has more listeners than any of the other ones combined.
No, it doesn't have more than fucking Rogan, believe me, or Marin. All right? So don't fucking talk about my buddies like that. But those girls do have a lot. But they're young girls that listen to them. I don't know if they're old enough to go to comedy clubs. All right, that was my list. If I left anybody out,
it is amazing to me that someone who knows not, like has never listened to a podcast. You've never put one.
Yes,
on.
I have. I listened to Marin before,
because it's come on the radio.
No,
only, that's the only reason.
I listened when Kevin Hart was on.
I mean, not Rogan. The only reason you listen to Rogan is because
I used to listen to Rogan on the radio. I used to listen.
Yeah, but a podcast like.
Yeah, but it was
like,
his podcast on the radio.
Have you ever like.
I used to listen. I listened to Marin when Kevin Hart was on and
Dice
was on.
You gotta cut those nails. It's so annoying.
These nails aren't big right here.
Yeah, but you see. Yes, but you can see the skin over top. That's right. This one's too long. And this one's way. This one's like. What is this? What do you call this one? The Caitlyn Jenner? My God.
Give me my file behind you. Give me something to do while we're doing this podcast.
People were mad last time. It sounds like.
No, they couldn't hear it. I'm scratching my back too.
Good thing. Thank you for letting them know. So, now he's putting his glasses on.
I put my glasses
now he's
on.
Moving over his notes. Can hear it.
You can hear it.
You can.
How can you? There's no way.
Oh my God.
All right, go ahead. What were we talking about? So.
The rings and the nails. I mean, just tell me I'm going to be okay with it. It's too late for me to go find someone else.
First of all, you can find someone.
You know what? If you started dressing as a woman and around the neighborhood.
Oh, God.
I would just be like, well, I would just like, oh, well, I mean, that's
how,
my husband.
Well, we're watching Versace. Like the character that plays the young, the killer.
Yeah.
Is so fucking annoying. It's so
that
annoying.
That character you don't like.
No,
he's a good actor.
I just hate the character. It's just,
okay, no, I'm just saying, like, if you were
what a cross.
If you're transgender.
Now I'm transgender. Like a month ago I was gay. Now I'm transgender.
No, I'm asking. Listen, I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm trying to help, but it, and I'm really not trying to make fun of you.
Okay.
However, if you are transgender and you're going to start dressing as a woman, I see so much work in my future.
First of all, I would never dress as a woman.
You'd be like, this doesn't go in the laundry.
Look at all.
If you see this belt on the floor, pick it up.
First of all,
I can't go get the car in these heels. I'm not taking out the garbage. Look at me, what I'm wearing.
First of all my sneakers would go to waste.
Yeah, what do you do about your sneakers?
Nothing, because I'm not transgender. I'm glad you... I don't want to do that. It's rude to do this during a podcast. I bet you Tom and Christina don't do their nails during a podcast. That's why they're famous. We're going to be famous again.
Again?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's good. They all look good except the thumbnails. See that?
You got to clip them.
What, the thumbnails?
Yes.
Clip them and then file them.
Yes.
Oh, you only know that because you had your nails done. That's how they do it when you go to the salon.
Yeah, luckily I went to the salon so I could figure that one out.
Clip them and then file them. That's what, yeah, I know that. Or you can just file them. That's a lot of dust. A lot of fucking dust. Nail dust floating around your house. Hey, you see that thing on Facebook? I was going to get it where it sucks all your face, your blackheads off.
You should get it. You need it.
You ever see it? It's
no.
$50. It
get
can't,
it.
It's like a vacuum that you put on your face.
You need it.
It can't be good.
It's probably wonderful.
$50.
Get it.
You didn't see it on Facebook?
Okay, this is another thing that, is this Jewish? Is this like something you did as a kid? You just keep asking the same question over and over? I don't understand. Was this, what is this, part of your upbringing?
Wait, so it's funny.
Is this from when you were like, got caught stealing and you had to sit in a room where they just kept going, so did you take it?
Well, first of all, the other day.
I don't understand. Please explain to me why you
repeat. Explain to me the other day in the car what you're saying. The world has changed and so has comedy. And then you go, is this Jewish? So you can get away with saying, is this Jewish? And like if you said,
Oh, okay, Mr. fucking Snowflake. Oh, I'm sorry.
What Snowflake?
Oh, did we touch on something that's actually, oh, that one hurt because that one's about me.
No, it didn't bother
and
me.
First of all, it doesn't have anything to do with being anti-Semitic or racist. I'm asking you, is this cultural? Is this cultural?
To be a nuisance? It's not.
Well, I've never heard anybody fucking do it like you've done it.
Oh, why do you get
And you man? Said that your mom used to do it. You'd be
do
like,
what?
Like.
Repeat question?
Yes.
Yes, a lot.
Okay, well, guess what?
What?
Guess what, Marilyn?
Oh.
Look who's doing it. Like mother like son.
It's not like mother like son. It's like father like son.
I'm editorializing in order to, if that's the right word.
Look, how does that look now, huh? Nice. It's the kind of thumb you want in your butt.
It's still too fucking long. Stop. Do it. Give me that. Go, give me that.
Put it on my desk so it doesn't get long. What was I going to say to you?
And as an update, I found my card for my health insurance, and I found the thing to make
the
laminate.
Yeah, where was it?
In my things, stacked in my things.
Yeah, clean your side of the room, please. I got a nice, got a lot of nice pictures for the bedroom. Cool, hip.
Do you know why you sound like I actually get mad at you more? But you know why you come across as more of a dick?
Tell me why.
Because you're just making shit up to get mad at so you can be equal. You don't have any real beefs with me.
Are you crazy? What are you?
I brought in a picture and she liked it, you fucking asshole.
I didn't say that.
She liked the picture. I got it out of the trash. She said, that's a good picture.
I didn't get it out of the trash.
Put it up right away, she did. Oh, I took down my other picture to put it up. I brought in a picture of the trash. I thought, oh boy, this is going to start a fight. She doesn't fight at all. She just puts it right up there.
I didn't get it out of the trash. I bought it from a lady.
Yeah, I paid $7. This is how good he is. This is a great example, actually, of how not Jewish you are. The woman was putting that picture into the trash, and Rich said, "I'll buy it from you," and gave her $7.
That's not true. I go, you're throwing that out.
See, the questions got you in trouble. You saw what she was doing. Yet you still had to.
Well, what was I going to do? Sit there and lurk and wait?
Yes,
and get,
yes.
I had to get Raina to the doctor. I didn't have time. And somebody else would have snatched it up.
You throwing that out? You're $7. Put it in my trunk.
I said, well, you throwing that out? She said I was going to sell it.
What? At the garbage? Like, what the fuck? Were you eating call her out on that shit?
And earlier, about 15 minutes earlier, I helped her lift a box, a heavy box, into her car. She could have just fucking gave it to
fucking
me.
Fucking practically having an affair. Jesus.
No way. She was moving or something.
By the way, if I say you guys are having an affair, the response isn't no, she's not my type physically. It's no, I would never cheat on you. I love you. I'm not attracted to other women. Because you just went like this, like her hips were fucking huge, okay?
No.
Like, that's why. No, I mean, if she was,
hot, then you could go, you're having an affair. Then you go, and then I go, no way. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Yes.
How do I do it? People go, how do you do it, Bunny? I don't know. Why am I still with you? I think about that all the time. What is it? It's something broken in me. It's something. It's my fault.
Can I tell you how dumb some of the listeners are?
Okay, here we go. And now, get ready, your favorite segment. You've been asking for it all week. Shit on us. This segment's called Shit on the People Who Are Supporting You.
No, I explained my whole urgent care emergency room. I explained it on the last podcast. Some guy writes, oh, you wouldn't go straight to an emergency room?
Anthony Rogers, I believe.
No, it wasn't Anthony. He never writes anything negative. He goes, the guy goes, oh, you don't want to pay a copayment? No, you fucking asshole. The place didn't take my insurance card, and it was going to be like, you know, $1,000. All right, so an extra 10 minutes. I wasn't going to die in an extra 10 minutes.
Oh, it's Mike Jenkins.
Yeah.
I just listened to the podcast, Drip Drip. When somebody says Drip Drip, you know they're a serious listener.
I said, listen again, stupid.
And found it amusing that Rich thought he was having a heart attack and went to two urgent cares before the emergency room. Most people would look past the ER copay when having chest pains. He's saying you didn't go to the emergency room right away because you thought you were going to have to pay more money.
I was going to urgent care because I thought I'd just be in and out from the EKG.
And then you wrote, you're stupid, listen again. And can I just point out what? The right you're?
Yes, thank you.
Good job, up top.
No, don't get away from
me. Come on. Yeah, get that little hand up there. Oh my God, listen to this one. Rolf Schmedvig. He's also a very serious listener. For once, exclamation mark, I have to agree with Voss. If he's complaining about his wife and the other guy says, I would bang her, the if I were you is implied. Oh my God. And in parentheses, he writes, Voss couldn't better explain his thought because he probably never heard of the subjunctive case. Next time you go to do that, you say, it's the subjunctive case.
Yeah, well, I was right, though.
Well, to that one guy.
Yeah.
To, what is his name again? Rolf. Rolf Schmedvig. His real name.
Yeah.
Rolf. I could not agree more. No, wait. For once, I have to agree with Voss. Is that it, German?
I don't fucking know.
With Voss. If he's complaining about his wife. No, that's not right. Everything always merges into Indian / Irish for me.
God, if we could just pull through 14 more minutes of this fucking disaster.
I think this is a perfectly fine podcast. How is it any worse than any of the others?
Because we have topics.
We have one of the greatest podcasts in the history of the community.
We do. We have a great podcast, but this one is not a great one. We're not giving out any information. We're not carrying a message. We're not doing anything positive. You know, and we're not even fighting. We're doing nothing. Nothing. That's why I wanted to bring...
You tried to fight about the painting.
No, I didn't try to fight. That's why I wanted to bring Raina in to do a cameo. Because whenever Raina comes...
Is that nail dust?
Oh, yeah.
Ew. Rich. Oh. What the fuck? That's disgusting.
What? You only saw it because it was on the black mic stand.
Where did was that the last podcast we did? Regular podcast that we said the thing about the...
What?
Where you were like, if... Remember when you were going, who, me or you? That the guy just, Rolf, just talked about. I agree with Rich.
Yeah, what about...
What podcast was that on?
It was the last one.
The regular one, not on Patreon.
No, Patreon was about the roast.
Oh, right.
But...
So should we tell who our next marriage counselor is or not?
Yeah.
I was thinking it'd be kind of fun if we could get people to guess. And then we'll announce it on the next Patreon.
Okay. We're doing that live at the Village Underground, April 10th.
It's a great...
Do you want to tape it for Sirius or do you want to put it on Patreon?
Put it on Patreon.
I say we put it on Sirius, get more listeners. We'll ask our...
Well, we got to keep our Patreon people happy, man.
Oh, you're right.
You know what I mean? They're like little...
What?
What are the fishes that eat people?
Piranhas?
They're little piranhas, just taking little bites out of us.
No, they're...
Never enough.
No, that's enough for them. It's the other people that aren't...
Paying.
Paying, you know, that won't
Just getting it for free.
$5 at stupid
month. Guess what?
What?
This cow ain't giving away the milk no more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's because it's dried up.
That milk.
What? You didn't like that one? You call me old every podcast and senile.
No, no, it wasn't that. It wasn't that.
What was it?
You can call me old. That's fine.
I thought I heard my phone.
No. All right. Well.
What? All right. What? We still got.
I don't know what else
minutes.
To, you know, what do you want to go over? Lots of times we get into a fight right 5 minutes before we're ending.
I don't feel like fighting. I got too much tension as it is right now.
Because you
got
to go do your stress test. You'll be fine.
How about the kid the comic we were talking to that had a heart attack when he was doing his stress test?
Joey Gay.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he wasn't in good health. Maybe he wasn't eating properly.
I don't eat properly.
You eat properly?
Barely. Half and half.
Well, why don't you start eating better?
Well, it's too late
now. Let's talk about a plant-based diet just very briefly.
Well, I'm going to eat better between now and 2:30. Can you do that with your nails? That's when you know your nails are grown, when you can do that. That's so fucking cool. I used to...
Oh my God.
That's the hardest thing to stop is biting your nails. That's harder than quitting smoking.
But you did it.
For now. Well, smoking might be harder, but biting your nails, because I've bitten my nails my whole life.
I heard if you take that anti-anxiety drugs, you stop biting your nails.
I don't think so. I remember one time I was in a bar.
That's what I heard.
I was in a bar and this girl looked at my nails and said, "Oh, look, you bite your nails. That means you're sexually frustrated, right?" Then I looked at her nails. They were worse. I fucked her.
Whoa, great story. I love your comeback, though, because you know why?
What?
It was good. It was like
fucked her.
Yeah, you could see the legendary comedian you were going to become. That response. Look at your nails.
They were worse.
What about your nails?
I was at Caroline's once talking to this girl at the bar, trying to hit on her, and my temporary tooth fell out on the bar, out of my mouth, right in front of her.
How'd you get out of that one?
Picked it up and left. I was dancing with this girl once at a club, and she spun, and she had two fake front teeth, and they flew out of her mouth.
No.
Swear to God, her teeth went flying.
Well, you know the story about my friend Lynn, right, with the... I was like, to Kate, I go, "How drunk are you on a scale of 1 to 10 somewhere in LA?" And Kate goes, "I don't know, about an 8, I guess."
Kate or Lynn?
Kate. Then Lynn, we were all there, and then we're the behind, you know, the back bar at the store, comedy store. And then I go to Lynn, "How drunk are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And Lynn turned and looked at me, and she goes, "I can't find my tooth." And tooth was out.
That's a good story.
All right. Let's
no, you can't do a 37. Let's get it to 40 minutes.
Oh, well, that's all we've done? But
37.
Why? I know, but you're...
This is nothing. People are going to listen. If someone's listening to this for the first time, they'll never listen again.
That about every one of them, though.
We're going to get knocked out of the top 10.
We're not in the top 10.
Any juicy gossip?
No.
Something.
Anything that from when you were at... We went out Tuesday night. That was our date night. Anything? Had a couple drinks. I really wanted another one, but I said soda. I said I went to just club soda.
Ooh. How come I always got a tip for your drinks?
Well, I let you take me out. I feel like that's good for that makes you feel manly to take care of. This is the thing though that's so dumb is because a lot of men would like that, but you don't. So I'll just take care of myself from now on. That's fine. I don't mind. I guess I've been doing it this whole time thinking
you
would enjoy. Most men are like, "Let me get it. Let me do this for you." They like.
I told you.
They like sort of fawning over women.
I was going to get you food that at the club, but you don't want anything.
No, because I wanted to go get that.
Yeah, and I eat free, so I said whatever you want.
Right, no, but I'm just saying, like, you never go, like, "What do you want? Let me get you a drink." It's never, you're just...
Because I'm not a guy that goes to the bar and gets drinks. That's not my style.
But you would think, like, after 13 years, you go, "Oh, my wife gets to go out once a week, have a drink. Let me set this up for her, maybe make it nice." No, You're always like, are you having another one? How many have you had?
Well,
just your job is just to make me feel shitty.
No, I just, if you, I know if you have three, you're going to get sick. Or
I know. I only had two. I went to soda. Gonna,
you know, three soda. Drinks. I used to drink fucking 10. Drink bottles.
Then, so then that makes no sense either then. What? Why would you get mad? Why would you freak out on me?
No, I'm saying what kind of, who can only have two drinks? That's been drinking their whole life.
Because I don't drink enough, I guess, anymore. I used to be able to drink much more. I'm sorry.
Drink up. Drink up.
No, because if I had five drinks, you'd be fucking sending me to rehab.
No,
I mean, you're like,
the next day you'd be,
yeah, then you'd make fun of me, you know, be rude, not nice. It's
be
like,
rude? How would I be rude?
You know, lecture me.
No, that's not rude. Because, well, then I guess you're rude every day.
No, if you deserve it, it's different.
Oh, look at that. She's caught up. I caught her.
You got me.
Oh, I got her.
You got me.
Oh, boy. What am I going to do?
Well, listen, we were just having a conversation. You can't keep a conversation going for
about what?
5 minutes?
About drinking?
Yeah, then you'd go, oh, you know, next time I'll take you to go to the bar, we go out, I'll get you your drinks. I'll make sure you get something.
I don't do that.
You're just not going to do it.
No, if you say go get me a drink, I will.
No, but that's the thing. I sit there and I wait every time for a while because I think you're going to, you'd be like this, Diet Coke to the waitress and then nothing. No, you're eating. Get something for free. You know, I'm like,
I don't know if you're drinking or not drinking.
Well, it's so such a simple thing to do. Hey, do you want a drink? Let me get you a drink. Let me get it for you. Do you know what I drink?
Yeah, vodka and tonic. Vodka and club soda.
What kind of vodka?
Top shelf.
I like a top shelf vodka.
Kettle.
But I usually go at the stand. I go Tito's and soda.
Isn't it called kettle corn or kettle?
Kettle corn soda. It is so sweet.
No, kettle something vodka.
Kettle One.
Yeah, see? I didn't drink that. I drank vodka and tonics when I drank. Rum and Cokes. Sambuca.
Okay, but we're not, who
shots
cares?
Of, you ever
we're
drink
not talking
shots
about
Sambuca?
You. We're talking about me.
You ever drink shots of Sambuca, huh?
Not in years and years.
You don't even, it tastes like licorice.
Were you just about to tell me that I didn't know? Why? Why? Why would you do that? Why would you tell me I don't know?
You ever drink Southern Comfort?
Yes.
Or Jack?
Yep.
That's what
we used to. It's disgusting. Jack is disgusting.
All of that shit is. Fucks you up, though.
Okay, why would you tell me I didn't? Like, just answer me psychologically. What is that?
What?
When you go, you don't know. When you go, do you ever try Sambuca? No, you don't know.
How about Amaretta? Remember that one?
I've never pronounced it that way, but.
What?
What is it called?
Amaretta.
Amaretta.
Or Almaretta.
She was great on The Apprentice.
Almaretta?
Yeah, that's it.
What is it? It's Almaretta.
Yes.
No.
You got it right.
What is it?
You got it. You nailed it.
What is it?
No, you know everything.
What is it?
You know everything. What I love about you is that you're not going to go, maybe she was fucking with me. Let me Google it.
It's Almaretta.
No, now you're just.
No, it's Amaretta.
You're going to convince yourself, if not me.
It's Amaretta.
It's Amaretta. Okay.
Want to bet?
All right.
Want to bet?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Amaretta. We used to drink Amaretta. What was the drink? Toasted almonds.
You probably did drink Amaretta.
Toasted almonds. That was the drink.
Oh.
I don't have my phone here. What is it if it's not Amaretta? Amaretta with an A.
I love that the next time it comes up, you're going to say Amaretta, Amaretta. You're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You're not going to learn. So well, this is...
You think you know.
This is your choice in life.
You think you know.
The other day you said Anthony Kuma.
No,
I go, do you know his last name? You go, Kuma, Kumia, Kuma, Kumia, Kumia. You go, Kumia, Kumia. It's Kumia. But if you know the name, then you've known the guy for 40 fucking years. You know, probably, right? Maybe around...
15 years?
No, more than that.
No.
Way longer than I have before I met you.
Okay, 16 years. 17.
25 years.
No, 17.
Over 20 years.
No, 17.
17 years. I'm still gonna go out on a limb here and say 17 years is long enough to learn the last name of a guy that you know on a very regular basis. I mean, for a while, you saw him on a very regular basis.
Anthony. Kumia. Kumia, whatever the fuck. Can you say it?
Anthony Cumia.
That's what I just said.
Cumia, yeah.
I said that many
times.
And
I've only known him maybe seven.
I said
no,
Cumia.
No, I've known him just only like just over 10 years probably.
I said Cumia many times.
What's Ted
Alexandro.
Ah, see? But for a long time he said Ted Alexandro, and I said, I got mad at you and I said, don't ever bring him up again. Because if you're going to talk about somebody that you know, you should fucking know their name.
I always get the first name right.
Oh my God, that's your... Is that really... Wait, is that something to be proud of?
Yeah, I'm not calling them by the last name. I don't
if
go
it's Dave, stuff. I say Dave. I don't have any problem with it.
I don't go to people who go...
Dave or a Jim or a... Who's a name that's a little different that you probably won't even say? See, you're not good. Just only first names that are...
Sherrod.
Super American.
What's it called if it's not Amaretta? Amaretta. Amaretta. Huh.
Well, that's your ammo.
What?
That's your ammo.
What do you mean?
Last time you were saying ammo instead of M-O.
Yeah, whatever it is. M-O. That makes no sense. What does M-O stand for?
Told you last time.
What?
You don't know?
No,
I swear to God. Oh, my God. I told you the last.
Emotions.
You cannot be this dumb.
What is?
How do you get away with telling people you have a 141 IQ?
What is M-O? What is this?
You have a 141 IQ. I refuse to use much of it. I will say that. It's in there, but I refuse to
I
use
forget.
It.
What does M-O mean?
Modus operandi.
Then why is it M-O? Why isn't it modo?
It's the initials M and O, modus operandi.
Oh, M-O. I thought it was E-M-M-O.
Okay, I don't know what language that is.
M-O.
It's Latin?
Oh, it's just initials you're given.
M-O, that's your M-O, your modus operandi. It's probably Latin or something. Maybe it's French, I don't know.
Yeah, that makes
Italian?
Sense. That makes fucking sense.
Modus operandi.
You think
and you kept saying ammo, which I also enjoyed.
Yeah.
So your modus operandi is to say a word wrong and never, ever. Once you've said it out loud in your mind, that's it. You've convinced yourself that's how you say it. And no amount of anything can change your mind. Anthony Cumia. That's it now. That's his name.
I could live with it. Anything else? Let's do some plugs. April 10th, Village Underground, My Wife Hates Me live event.
With a very killer celebrity
marriage counselor. Every one of those shows have been so much fucking fun. So much fun.
When we say a celebrity marriage counselor, it's a big name comedian. I don't want people to be like, isn't it like, who is it, Dr. Phil?
Dr. Oz?
Dr. Steve. Is it Dr. Steve? What would he be like as our marriage counselor? He'd really just try to give us... He'd be like, you guys are great together. Ah, you guys are good. You guys work it out in the moment. That's what we all need to be doing.
What, you know, the other night, me and Florentine went to the diner that we took Jenny and Joan to. I wonder how Jenny's doing. I haven't talked to her in a while, but fucking Florentine went to that diner between shows. I had matzo ball soup, and I was thinking about...
She got her doctorate or something. I have to...
What?
Sound exchange.
Oh, I just got mine.
Was yours good?
Why don't you call them today and set up your new songs? Your new...
First of all, I'm going to just check and make sure that it's...
They're playing them already.
But I've never... Anything else that I've ever done, I've never had to go and put the names of the things on it. It just happens because it comes under my name.
No. You got to put down your producer on this. Because you got to put producer... All the other ones you should have put producer on it. But put producer on it. All right, we got to go. Village Underground.
It's not any more than it normally is.
That's what I'm saying. Because you didn't sign those three bits in.
I've never signed any bits in, though.
Yes, you have. You don't remember. You have.
No, I didn't. All I did was fill out a form with my name. Bonnie McFarlane, a.k.a. Bonnie Voss, a.k.a.
I got new stuff up there. When I put my new album on, I'm telling you.
It came up right away?
they wanted to know, I guess, the tracks. All right. Whatever. April 10th, go to the Comedy Cellar website. Get your tickets for April 10th at the Village Underground. Next week, I'll be at the House of Comedy in Arizona. I guess Phoenix or Scottsdale, whatever. And come on out this Saturday, Treehouse in Westport. This Saturday, Treehouse in Westport. Next week, Arizona, House of Comedy, April 10th. Spend $5, patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie. The extra content. I mean, we do some really good podcasts on the Patreon.
Yeah.
We get in depth, right?
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug? Ohio coming up? Don't you got some stuff coming up in New York or?
Yeah, I don't remember.
You're at the Stand a lot.
I'm at the Stand this weekend. I don't know. Then I'm going away. Then I'm coming back. I don't know. I got stuff, but it's on a need to. I usually just check my calendar like the day before.
What about if Twitter or Instagram? Where do they follow you?
I wish more people would follow me on Instagram. I got to get up to at least 10,000, or it's embarrassing.
I just started. I don't try.
Well, I'm trying right now because I'm trying to get.
All right, follow me on
followers.
Instagram. Let's. You know what? Let's see.
At Bonnie McFarlane.
Let's see. You can get to 10,000. How many do you have on Instagram now?
I don't know. 7,000.
I only got 6,000.
Let's I'm see sure you'll beat me.
No, I won't.
You have a 100. Why don't you just tweet, hey, follow me on Instagram?
I've done that before. Anyhow,
you
folks,
have 100,000 followers.
That's nothing on nowadays on Twitter. People are buying that.
Mine are all real.
So are mine. But I did think I had fake ones. Remember when I got all those?
Then they all went away.
Then they all went away. Somebody went out and bought me all these fucking followers, but they're all gone, so... Back to the original. Folks, sorry about this podcast. The next one, I promise, will be a lot better. If there is a next one, we'll see how my stress test goes. Wish me luck.
Bye.
Peace out. Village Underground, April 10th. We're out. Voss and Bonnie, my wife hates me. Top 10, not in necessarily in any order. Add another 10. This is dumb. Goodbye.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.